go ahead and record whenever you want. You only get one shot. It is recorded.
Don't worry about interruptions.
Okay, it's fine.
Is there like a certain way you want me to
do it? No, not just read it however you want.
Don't
just
worry about it.
Yeah, you know, you can do it like, curiosity peaked, or you can be like, curiosity peaked.
If I say that valid, or you can accent, be like, can I get away with that?
You can also be like,
oh my god, so like, curiosity peaked. You decide to check the mailbox before leaving. As you step outside, you're like greeted by Chris Morning.
That's pretty good. Yeah,
the mailbox is a little rusty but charming. Creaks open to reveal a mix of letters and flyers. You find an envelope with Joe's name in bold. Whimsical handwriting, without hesitation, you tear it open and read, "Hey Joe, surprise! Your high school band, the Quirky Quartet, is having a reunion concert next week. Dust off that old guitar and bring your polka dot. Let's rock like it's 1999, Dave."
Oh, no.
This unexpected invitation throws a wild card into your day. How will you respond to this blast from the past? One, rush back inside and find the tune for your old guitar, potentially uncovering more forgotten treasures or comical disasters. Decide to practice some guitar riffs right away, potentially attracting attention from the neighbors, for better or for worse. Laugh it off and stick to the plan. You've got an interview to ace, but maybe reminisce about the old band days on the way. The choice is yours. Do you dive into nostalgia or stay focused on the task?
Now that was a flip.
Snack break.
For option one, open the tune guitar. For option two, open practice guitar. For option three, open laugh it off.
Perfect. Great. All right. Now I just have to stop this recording.